everybody. We're back with another episode of Fear and. And let me tell you something, okay? This is unheard of. We have a guest that notoriously refuses to go on podcast.
Oh, shit. Putting me on the spot.
Notoriously refuses to go on podcast, but we had to get him. We had to get him for the Fear and audience. That's right. The man, the myth, the legend, Todic in the building.
Good to be here. I do turn down a lot of people, but, you know, I made an exception for you.
Thank you.
My fellow Turk, and I wanted to, you know, show him some support, and this is my way of doing it.
Yeah, I was like, bro, we're podcast. Struggling. I was like, we're struggling on the numbers. We need to hit the Valo community a little bit. We need to
You got to tap into a new market.
Yeah, we
got to figure it out, and I was the guy for the job, I guess.
Hell yeah. And I told him, like, don't you wear fucking pants. You gotta look real slutty.
I know. He's nailing he's got the hair hanging out the sides. I think you're doing a better job than me.
I got the slut strands going. I'm opened up. We're in your casa.
I know, dude. On top of it all, I was like, dude, you got an office in New York or something? He's like, no, we got to shoot in your. Oh, I'm like, okay, all
right. Yeah, no, I actually had a podcast studio that. No, I booked a podcast studio, but I knew that this would be easier for us to do it together because, like,
I'm fucking around. It's way better for me too. I don't have to go anywhere.
I wanted to be as like easy for you because, bro, this guy. Okay, I'll just say it.
Oh, no, he's gonna roast me.
I don't do podcasts, bro. Like, I hate that. And I was like,
I'm not a podcast guy.
And we had never like actually talked to one another like all that long before until we met for the first
just
time
yesterday.
Last night. Yeah.
I met him last night, and
Like, you've been watching. Your brother's been watching me. Like,
my brother knows about you from your political commentary stuff, but I don't really know about you apart from Twitch.
Yeah.
Coming to your stream every now and then, but I found you a long time ago, actually.
Yeah, speaking of, Todic, and fun fact for those of you who don't know, literally one of my oldest subs, like continuous oldest subs, you're like a 40-month subscriber.
I know.
Like,
I've been showing love, yeah. And it was like when he had like no viewers and like.
Yeah, I had like 35 viewers.
Yeah, he was like a total, he's still a boomer, but he's a total boomer back then. Now he knows
Fortnite.
The lingo. Now he knows the lingo. So
yeah,
at least.
I've been pog champing, and he's been.
But it's funny when he says it, like, you don't expect this guy to pog champ.
No, not at all. I don't actually. I still rarely ever use emotes when I'm talking in real life. Like,
that's the worst thing you could do, man. Yeah. That's my fear. Actually, I stream so much, rechat so much that when I go into an IRL interaction, I say something like "Kappa, bro, I'll fucking die."
But
I'm already
saying IRL interaction. Even IRL itself.
No,
IRL's
no.
Oh, in real life, bro, that's
like IRL's like
online.
that's like normie shit though. Everyone says IRL.
Normies now know what IRL is, but like originally, like highest tier normies, like the most Norman people,
the real Normans,
they don't even fucking know what. When you say IRL, you're like, what? What the fuck?
The fuck's IRL? Is that a new clothing brand?
Because their whole life
is
in real life, bro. They're never online.
That's true.
They have a word for the other side. They're like, oh, I did that online.
The dark web is what they call it, probably. That's probably what they we stream on the dark web.
Yeah, they don't even fucking know what's happening here. But yeah, we wanted to get in touch with our Turkish roots. I told Todic, like, I'm not gonna, you know, ask any fucking hardball questions or anything like that. Don't worry. I think you thought we were gonna do all politics or something?
I mean, I actually didn't know. I asked him last night because he was asking me about coming on.
He's like, I don't watch.
I'm like, what's the agenda? To be honest, I don't want to do it. I told him straight up, like, I don't.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I'm gonna do it as a favor for you. And he said, you know, it's not politics. It's just chill. We just shoot the shit, talk about whatever. So I'm like, fuck it. It'll probably be pretty easy.
But I'm gonna do that right now. Yeah. So listen, for those of you, like, everybody knows who you are on the Twitch space, but like, I have an audience that's very different. Like your brother and other people. So give us a little bit of background. Like, what do you do to those who are watching who not know who Todic is?
Yeah, so I'm born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. I've lived here my whole life. Basically, I'm doing full-time content creation right now on Twitch, YouTube, all that stuff. But previous to this, I was a competitor on professional esports teams for Counter-Strike. So I've been on like 6 different teams. I competed for about 7 or 8 years, and I was just playing pro, kind of crazy, traveling the world, going to events, competing. I've been to like probably like 25 countries at this point. And I did that for a very long time. I went pro early. So after high school, I basically signed my first contract, no college, just moved to Cali, gaming house. And then from there just took off, and I've been doing that since. And then recently this past year, I'm doing content creation. So now I'm like basically doing what you do, obviously in a completely different section category. I do the gaming side more. You're more, you know, React AND, political commentary, all this stuff, everything. But I play just, you know, FPS shooters mainly, like Valorant or Counter-Strike. Yeah. And Counter-Strike was the game that I was pro in, but I play Valorant now because it's like the new.
Would you ever go pro in Valorant?
I don't think it's really in the cards just because I don't want to, like, you know, go back and forth. I want to just stay in one lane and commit to what I'm doing. So it's not really something I'm trying to pursue at the moment. It's a question I get all the time because obviously people see the skill. Yeah, people see the skill and they know I have the experience, and that's something they would love to, you know, make happen. But I've done it for such a long time, dude. It's been too long. So now I'm looking for something new, and content creation, it's fun, man. Like, I meet so many people, do so many different things.
Yeah. And you're doing it for yourself. That's the main difference. Like, you're not doing it for anybody else. You are, you know, you're working on your own. You're your own boss. You have your own hours. That's usually key. Like, that was a big jump for me when I went from the Young Turks to Twitch. When I went full time, in 2020. Mm. And when I first went full time, I was like really scared. I was like, fuck, what am I gonna do? I'm used to having a salary, even though it was low as fuck. I was like, I'm used to this. I'm used to the healthcare, right? All the shit. I don't know if Valorant or esports.
It's a risk, right?
Do they offer healthcare like the esports teams?
Yeah, they have benefits, healthcare, 401k, all that shit.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't.
It's like a regular job, like employment.
But it was probably the best thing I've ever done in my life, because, like, you know, that, I mean, demonstrably, I started popping off after that.
Yeah, but you know, you did take a risk at the same time, because I'm sure. Yeah. I think you were doing both at one point, right? And then, but you kind of, you know, trying to pursue something that doesn't really have a clear path on how it's done or what you're gonna get out of it. So. There's so many people trying to become streamers now, right? Like, everyone wants to be a fucking streamer.
Everyone says that. Have you ever seen those fucking, like, there's always like a survey they'll do, and like top professions that like children want to be. Back in the day, it used to be like astronaut.
Oh,
you
do.
Or it used to be like fucking firefighter and shit. Like, now it's all like YouTuber, TikToker, Twitch streamer. Makes sense, though.
It's a different world. I mean,
it's a pretty sweet job. Even, I'm not going to lie. It's pretty awesome.
It's nuts, man. The fact that we get to do what we do. Like, the life balance of a streamer compared to a pro, that's how I kind of compare it. It's totally different. Like, traveling compared to, like, kind of doing what I want for myself, working for myself. It's obviously, it's a risk, but if it works out, you know, it definitely pays off.
We were hanging out with Psychono last night. He said he looked through your records. He looked through your records and he said that you had no losses whatsoever, or like, I think you had like one or two losses or something.
He's always trying to hype me up.
Is that true?
I wish it was true, man. That'd be fucking insane, right? Just perfect record, like,
not perfect record, but he said like you have very few losses.
No, I've played in so many events, dude. So I've been competing for 7 years, right? So I've been to like probably, I don't know, over 100 events, right?
Oh, damn.
So it would be tough to have that, but we've won some big ones, thankfully. There's some notable achievements there. That the major win is like what I always get memed about, like major winner Tarek, because it's like, I guess in comparison, it's like, you know,
the hardest thing.
Yeah, it's like the biggest thing of it all. So it's like the Super Bowl, for example, for like football. If you compared it, it's like the major.
That's
champion.
Crazy.
Yeah.
What's the purse on that?
So I think when we won, it was $1 million.
You get all of it, or what?
So first, the prize pool was $1 million, and then first place was 500, and then it's divided amongst you and your teammates, your coach, your org.
Your org takes a piece of that?
Your org, generally crazy. Standard rates is your org takes 10 to 15%. I think at the time it was 15. So 15% was off the top. So, but we still got like great payday in terms of that. It's obviously the prize pool is huge, but it's also every competitor's dream to win the major. So, yeah, but that's one of them.
They give you a ring or something?
I wish. In Call of Duty, they do that, but not in Counter-Strike. I know, dude, the worst part of it all is that for some of these events that we win, we don't really get like something. Like the trophy goes to the org.
That's
right?
Crazy.
Yeah. So like,
be able to get like, don't they give like
a medal or something? Right? Yeah, I complained about this for years.
I thought they give like smaller versions of it to other people, like to all the people that played.
Yeah, it's totally fucked up. And
that is fucked.
Like
up.
Generally speaking, like players should in other sports and everything they do in other esports they do as well. Like other games,
you got to go out to the club rocking it like.
Exactly.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Or you should make. We
flash
should make
my shit. I'm gonna make my own ring. Honestly, yeah. Fuck it. You know, if they're not gonna give
major
me one.
Winner, Tadic.
There you go.
That way, people can flame you harder when you're playing on my account.
No, when they're flaming me, I just show them my ring.
Yeah,
hit the ring.
You'd be like, yeah, kiss the ring, kiss the ring, talk to the ring, bitch.
Exactly.
Okay, so this is, I mean, you don't want to talk too much about your background or whatever, because you said you've exhausted it, but.
Oh, yeah, we can talk about it. I don't mind. Obviously, we're talking to like a new audience, so yeah. I would like to explain to you guys like who I am and where I come from.
So we're both Turkish, but you grew up in America. I'm Turkish. I grew up in Turkey. I came here when I was 18.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of a difference there, I think.
This Turkish is way better than mine. We talked a little bit. We can talk here. Çok bozuk yani. Biz konuşuyoruz. Anlamıyor beni.
Her şeyi anlıyorum ama konuşuyoruz dediğin zaman mesela.
Benimki değişik biraz Türkçe.
Konuşuyoruz.
Street Turkish.
Yeah, you use like slang, which is interesting. Konuşuyoruz is slang. Like, yeah. It's like shortened.
I change the words up how I like it. Yani benim dilim biraz değişik, definitely.
Yeah, because your tongue is not used to rolling in a way.
Yeterli konuşmuyorum, o da var. Yani kimden, annemden konuşuyorum, babamdan konuşuyorum, ailemden. Ondan başka yani fazla Türkçe yok.
We're gonna have to put subtitles on this.
Yeah,
I'm just letting you know. That's
sorry to the no.
We're gonna make.
I'm trying to show because fucking it's yeah. So much. I'm just saying my Turkish is trash. I don't use it enough.
No, he's got a what's the term? Is like an accent. He's got an immigrant Turkish, like as in he grew up overseas in America.
Yeah,
and like you can tell a lot of German people have like a kind of a broken accent too. Still pretty good though. Yeah. I mean, listen,
I understand everything you say. So I can understand no problem. It's just when I talk.
Can you read and write?
Decent. Not great, though. Not great.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, the hard part is when I hear, like, a politician talking Turkish. Like, then it's, like, very much different.
Sometimes I have a hard time understanding them.
Yeah, like, so that's, like, the comparison. Like, then it's, like, fuck, man, what the fuck is
saying? Sometimes they use, like, big-ass words, like, Ottoman-era words and shit. I'm like, what the fuck's this motherfucker saying? Yeah. Like, even I have a hard time with that. And that's because, like, I just haven't been... You know, I haven't been speaking or listening to Turkish, like regular colloquial Turkish for a while, you know?
Right.
But I do think in Turkish when I'm in Turkey, or like if I speak Turkish for an extended period of time, I start thinking in Turkish.
Yeah, I have that too, but it's not just, it's when I get mad. I was telling you this.
Yeah.
I was like, when I get really pissed, it feels like it's easier to express my emotion to myself. Like in my head, I'll be cursing in Turkish.
Yeah. What do you got? Give me a good one.
I don't know. I'm gonna quote them in Chuju Orospu. Yeah, I just hit it all. Anana Sikim is like the perfect. Yeah. Like, I just fucking run through the lines.
I do that too when I'm playing like fucking video games. I get mad. I start fucking.
It feels more expressive. Yeah. By the way, I hope my mom doesn't watch this shit.
Yeah. Oh no. I'm sorry. Sorry, Mama Tadic. Okay. Well, we're in the East Coast. First, I gotta say, Marsh, you want to get a shot at this? You got the Nazar Boncuğu.
Oh yeah,
which is incredibly Turkish.
It is
like every Turk has.
To be clear, I didn't get it. My mom, it was like the first thing she brought here.
Yeah,
it
same.
Was, yeah, like she was like the second we walked into this apartment, it's the first thing she brought and like hung it up.
Aman Allah korusun. Aman.
Yeah, exactly. No,
someone will. You know, what if someone is jealous and then
it's so real, man. It's so fucking real. Yeah. I totally.
That's what it's supposed to do.
Shit.
It's supposed to protect you, the evil eye. For those of you who don't know, it's supposed to protect you from. The jealousy attacks. Oh shit, is that our food already?
Yeah.
God damn, let's go.
Got it? Okay, it's just on the screen. Just press answer and then unlock after.
So we are going to we're gonna have some Turkish food. Well, I was gonna paywall this part, but fuck it, we could just have it here and then we'll talk about some other shit on the okay. We don't have nearly enough minutes yet, so we'll just eat it on this. We'll just give it to you for
free. Shit, you already ran out of topics, dude?
No. I was gonna. I still. Plenty. Don't worry, I still got plenty to talk to you about.
I'm fucking with you.
No, I just met like.
It's already here. We can eat it while it's hot.
Yeah, I don't wanna wait. So yeah, you'll get it for fucking
just bust
free.
It out and whatever. Yeah.
You'll get it for fucking free instead of behind the paywall.
I got you guys.
Eating Turkish food. Tadic said Tadic generously got the food for us, but he was
my guest.
Yeah, this is very Turkish of you. I haven't had good Turkish food in a minute. L.A., not a lot of good Turkish food. There's, like, Armenian food that's pretty close enough. Like, it's close enough and it's pretty good.
Yeah.
But it's not the same. And, you know, I haven't had, like, good Turkish food
you're
in a
gonna
minute.
You're going to love it, man. You're going to love it. It's going to be, like...
So I'm excited.
It's going to take
you
back
a bit. I got literally... This man foolishly gave me his fucking phone, so I ordered like $1,000 worth of food.
Yeah, I was like, get whatever you want, and he got whatever he wanted.
Yeah, no, I got like literally everything because I want to do a taste test. You know, what's your favorite food? What's your favorite Turkish food?
My favorite dish, it was for a long time İskender, but right now I just love Adana. Like Adana's good because it's spicy a little bit, so I always get that.
What about, you're not a Manta guy?
Monta's good too. I like Monta.
Monta's probably my favorite. I love Monta. I have always been a donut guy. They said that this place has Turkish donut, with like a Turkish bread. So I'm excited to see.
It's gonna be fucking.
But would you say? But is Turkish food your favorite type of food? Did your parents cook a lot of Turkish food?
Yeah, a lot of Turkish food for sure. So it's I've had a lot, and I think it's what I'm most comfortable with. So it's definitely something I eat the most. But in terms of my favorite,
yeah. What is the one type of food you eat for the rest of your life?
If I had to pick, I don't know. I feel like I love a good steak with sides. Like that, but I don't know if that I could last forever with that. It might get boring.
Chicken. If we're being smart, chicken. If it's my favorite food, though, I mean that's what
eat
the most.
Yeah, that's true.
Chicken is what I eat the most. Chicken is what I could eat forever. The most versatile food. Yeah, we'll pause it here for a second, or I mean we could keep it going. Yeah.
I was gonna say we just hide the fucking bags of the fucking place.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Yeah, if there was a type of food, chicken, smart answer, but my favorite food, probably pizza.
Yeah, pizza's easy. We had some bomb-ass pizza last night. You missed out.
Dude,
it was so good, dude.
Like,
it was
one of the things
so
I
good.
Have to do when I'm here, whenever I come to the East Coast, like, there's a couple different food groups that I have to consume.
You have to, like, hit it, right?
Pizza, sub, like a real sub, because they don't fucking do that shit. Like a good Italian sub. Can't get that.
Yeah, hit up Cat's Deli, man, for the sandwich for sure. Have you been to Cat's?
Oh yeah. Well, there's good. Not like as good. Cantor's is like all right. As far as like Jewish delis goes, I've had Cat's, of course. Fucking love that shit. Russ and Daughters for a bagel and lox, but I don't even eat lox.
Yeah,
but they got some good ass bagels there too. But that's another one. Breakfast sandwich.
It is. You breakfast sandwich pizza. You gotta get your
It's all the everything. None of them. I mean, these things don't fucking, they functionally might as well not exist in Los Angeles. Pizza, they've gotten a lot better at in LA, but fucking no good breakfast sandwiches. I've never been able to get, they have breakfast burritos, which are bomb, but I've never been able to get a fucking breakfast sandwich in LA that's like even remotely near the
quality. There's so much food like over here. You have like every cuisine, like everything. So it's honestly one of the reasons it's nice because if I get bored of one thing, I have like 300 other options, for example. Right? There's like always
new places. What's your favorite food, though?
To order? My favorite food in general? I think I might just go with like sushi, maybe. Honestly, I love sushi. Yeah. I love pizza, too, so it's tough. I don't know. Pizza's up there. I don't know if I have a clear favorite, though. That's the problem. That's why I'm struggling to give you a straight answer.
We forgot the baklava.
Oh, fuck. We forgot baklava? No.
I didn't order that because
that's
I all right. Forgot.
I'll grab you some for another day. And damn.
Fire.
That's looking meaty. We got Munson too. Let's go.
I wanted to try it. Hell yeah. Are we gonna be in frame if I like get closer? We got the Tesla thing. I was gonna talk about that. Fucking I hate Tesla.
Oh
I hate
man.
Elon Musk and I hate Teslas.
Dude, why don't you like Elon? What did he do to you, man?
First of all, what did he do to me? He did the everybody.
Oh fuck! It seems like a.
This is cigarette burek, okay? Which like a cigarette burek, kind of like spanakopita, I think it's called.
Right. Yeah.
It's like Greek. Fuck with that heavy, and this one has like feta white cheese.
We got kind of, and then so, we got, so hungry. I think we got like fucking Bob chicken sandwich. Well,
yeah, I'm already eating. I'm not even fucking waiting. Oh, yeah. This is, I don't know what this is. Ordered this? You might have ordered. I don't even know what this is.
What is that?
Is that Turkish bread? This is not Turkish bread.
I got a pita. Yeah, I got a pita, yours. But this doesn't have anything.
Wait, is this Turkish bread? Which one is?
Yes, this is Turkish bread. Okay. This is.
When I said Turkish bread, I thought that meant like ekmek. Have you ever had like real Turkish bread? Like it's like.
You're talking about a long wrap like that?
Yeah. Not a wrap. It's
like bread,
bro.
It's bread. I got you. Like a hero kind of.
Yeah. Like a hoagie.
I got you. No, this is like their homemade turkey. They call it pita. Like this is their homemade pita. Yeah.
Pita. Bomb. I don't know if they didn't hear it. Marsh has been in the background saying this podcast shit is easy. Okay, bro. I'm gonna make you do more remote shoots then if you like us so much. Well, I'm gonna put this down. I gotta fucking fix my hair real quick, or else that's one of the worst things about long hair is that it gets in your fucking, gets in your face and in your mouth while you're eating. This is Esme. I got Esme. Do you fuck with that?
Yeah.
And we got Manta. And I got a chicken platter for myself. This is just like what I normally
eat. But I got other than a kebab. And pita. I think the most... What is it? Oh, he's about to go in. Putting up his hair. He's about to go fucking demon mode on this food. I totally don't want to. So the hot sauces come with the meals. So I think each one. Yeah.
Oh my god. This is like Ramazan pidesi. Like this is they usually only make this during Ramadan in Turkey. Jumping in there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is like hot ones now.
What is it?
It's like hot ones. You ever see that podcast?
Oh, fuck. Really eat and talk, yeah.
Yeah. I wish I had the podcasting aptitude of Sean Evans so I could ask you cutting questions in the middle of a fucking bite while lowering your defenses, you know what I mean? That's how he does it.
But he gives him food and then he asks him like a hard hitting question.
Yeah, he'll be like, I'm gonna do my Sean Evans right now. There's a classic clip of you playing in the underpass. What did you feel in that moment?
In the underpass. Like I said, talking about overpass. So people that know me know what he's talking about, but like I told him before, I was told not to kill those guys. In that clip. It's just a clip of me like missing on the back of two guys.
Yeah, you have the flank on him.
I have a flank on him and I'm moving up on him slowly, and then I whiffed the clip, but I was letting him know that that's exactly what was supposed to happen in that moment. Yeah. It was for the better. Somehow.
Another Sean Evans trope is like, he'll say like, you're seen as a bit of a bad boy in esports. Streaming shirtless regularly, eating cereal while you're playing. Has that image helped you become a better content creator?
So, dude, if he asked me like that, I would think he's being sarcastic as fuck. I'd be like, problem, man. No, but the shirtless stuff is funny you say. Started off because I was in my room playing. It gets super fucking hot. My dad gets pissed when I keep my AC on for too long. Whatever, this and that. My AC's fucking busted.
Classic dad.
Yeah, I can't keep my PC on at night. Like, everything has to go off. No fucking lights. If something's like, you can't waste power.
Is it because of money or is it because like...
It's both, honestly. It's money as well. You know, I come from a pretty lower class family, but it's also just the principle, I guess. I don't want to fucking...
I
want to keep it open.
Because for me now, a couple things like... My dad, whenever he's staying with me and my mom, they literally cannot stand having the AC on all day. I'm like, yo, it's my house, okay? And two, like, I'm in a room full of fucking electrical equipment and lights. You don't understand. This shit gets hot as hell in here.
Yeah.
They're always like, come on, turn the AC down. And they used to literally turn it down on their own. I was like, no.
Yeah, you fucking pissed, yeah, probably.
I have the Nest, so now I just like,
control it.
It'd be a game of like them turning the AC down and me turning it back up, or you know, taking it down to like a 69.
Yeah. I know what you mean, but it's the same thing. Literally, it's even if it's not about the money, it's just the principle of keeping it open.
When'd you move out of your parents' house?
So I just moved into here. Been almost 3 months now. Yeah.
How do you like it?
Nice. I like living alone. Definitely a lot more responsibility, just like everyday life. You got to take care of all your shit on your own. you don't have like, you know, people helping you. So I think it's the right step, you know, growing as a person and shit like that. Just becoming like, you know, an adult, basically, because I've been traveling and living at home. So
the most Turkish thing you can do is literally be
live at home,
30 years old and living with your mom. There is nothing more Turkish than that.
Yeah.
Literally until you get married.
I think so as well.
Classic.
And the thing is that your parents want you to stay home too.
Yeah.
They don't want you to leave. So it's like, on top of you not wanting to leave, they don't want you to leave. So I guess it works out, but I think it's a good step. You moved out. You moved out on your own, or were you living alone for always?
No, I did the non-Turkish thing, and at the age of 18, came to America by myself.
Oh shit!
So,
no, it's totally different.
Yeah, my dad did not want me to at all, like at all. He was like, "What the fuck?" It kind of came at him by surprise, basically, because like I don't know if I've ever talked about this really on stream, like kind of came at him by surprise because like I was studying for the ÖSS at the time, which is like the aptitude, like the SATs basically for Turkey, and everyone has to take it because we actually are a public education country. Shit, dude.
You got to use the hot and white. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it's not even hot, but it's
no, it's good. Hard. Good as fuck. It makes it. By the way, we get a drink. Yeah, I'm gonna grab one. Yeah, I can come back. It's cool, right?
Bro, you got, oh my god, you got the fucking bottle of Diet Coke. Bro, this is the most, this is literally straight up Turkey right now. I've never fucking seen, I have not seen like someone pull up, whip out a 1.5 liter bottle of Diet Coke in a very long time. I don't know. I feel like Americans always have cans. I have cans always. I never have a big bottle. You don't have, no ice for me. I'd rather drink at room temperature.
Trying to assess his evaluation through his facial expression.
It's got too much vegetable in it. But
it does.
But
it's loaded
donut,
as fuck.
But the donut part is really fucking good. That's probably one of the best donuts I've ever had in
That's
America.
The fucked up thing about it. Because they don't put that much donut.
Yeah. Yeah, they really fucking load it up.
They load it up with the veg. It's
like
probably
vegetarian option.
It is.
Almost.
It's probably got, you know.
But the donut is fucking fire. That's really good donut. We'll never tell you where this is from.
Haha.
Get fucked.
Hey, dude.
Yeah. Oh, it hits the spot. It's dangerous, man. Because, you know, I can just. No, I don't get it every day, but I have it at least once a week. At least. Easily, yeah. So, actually, probably more than that. Probably like twice a week.
Yeah, I'm.
It's fucking hard, dude.
I know. I'm saying like if this had, some French fries in it, less vegetables.
French fries in it, yeah.
No carrots, and also pickles. We put pickles in it too. Normal turkey. This shit would be bomb. It would be very similar to like a regular Turkish donut. Straight up, the donut itself is really good.
You gotta load it up with sauce. I'm telling you. Yeah. To bring all the flavor, because it's too dry otherwise. Like the red and white sauce brings it all together, but this way you're actually getting the authentic taste of, you know, what you got.
We're having Turkish food is like nostalgic for that, and then on the other hand, you're very New York, so I get nostalgia for you know, college. Rutgers, been to New York a million times, obviously. Like my mom used to live here for a little bit.
And when's the last time you were back in New York?
It's been a while. I have not come
time.
Back in a while. Yeah. Because, like, it's just
this
hassle.
6 hours, dude. I can go to Europe in 6 hours.
Yeah.
It's a long flight for sure.
Even down to the Poland Spring.
Even down to the Poland. Yeah, I know. He's commenting on that.
So people don't recognize this. But in LA, we have Arrowhead.
Mm-hmm.
And that
shit. Arrowhead sucks. That's
it's
like the
literally
worst.
Dog piss, bro.
Yeah.
Not even human piss. Worse.
You can taste the difference, literally.
Yeah.
It
tastes like shit. And Poland Springs is like the default mode for water in the East Coast, and it's so much fucking better. Like, I miss that shit. I miss it a lot. It's like sweet. It's got like a sweet taste to it, especially when you're thirsty.
Yeah.
Arrowhead never tastes good. Even when I'm thirsty. Arrowhead's the type of water, but I'll just literally be like, oh, the only thing you have is Arrowhead. I'm might be fucking really thirsty. I'll be like, the only thing you have is Arrowhead. I'd rather just not drink it at all. I'll wait it out instead. I'm a water connoisseur.
What do you mean by that? Like,
I don't know. I'm real picky with my water.
Like, what kind of water you're drinking?
No.
I'm picky about tap water when I go to like different countries or states. Like, I definitely don't fuck with that shit. Like, I know in like the Nordic region they have, you know, really good tap water, like Sweden, Finland, stuff like that. But I still like, I'm fucking shying away from it. Even New York has good tap water, actually.
Yeah.
But I need it to, I'm fucking paranoid about it.
In America.
Yeah, we do. But I'm still paranoid about it, yeah.
I'm just like a taste. Like.
Yeah. Because you're not used to it, like, not being filtered, right?
I don't like the taste of tap water for the most part. But I was saying, like, in Europe, one of the things I hate the most is, like, Evian. I hate the taste of Evian, Perrier. All European brand waters, I feel like, taste like doo-doo to me. I don't like it.
Yeah. Evian, yeah, that's true. It's like the classic. Like that that's like all. The classic brand they would have in the hotel.
Favorite place you've gone to?
My favorite country that I've been to. Yeah, I was saying I've been to France and Spain was sick. Portugal was really cool. Brazil was awesome because I played for a Brazilian team at one point, and they were like, yeah, they were like kind of superstars over there.
Bro, that's like reverse Turkey. Turkey always has Brazilian soccer players play.
Yeah, I did the reverse card. That's true. That was really cool because they took us around to like some really cool spots. Hard to say my favorite in particular again because I feel like I've had great experiences in so many spots, but and they're also unique, right? Country to country, it's like the culture and
even a favorite, bro.
Just the street, the street.
You can't say Turkey.
No, I wouldn't say Turkey. I would probably go with I think I would go with Spain, man. I think Spain was really cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Barcelona?
Yeah. We were in Madrid. And it was a vibe for sure. Like, the people there were really nice. The streets, the design, the architecture was really cool. They got awesome beaches there. It was great. Hard to pick, again, my favorite. Because, like, I feel like there's so many countries that are just so special in their own way. But I think Spain stood out to me for sure.
You ever been to Amsterdam?
I have.
That?
Not in particular. Amsterdam was cool. It was cool, but it was. I don't think it would be my favorite though.
That's how I feel about Amsterdam.
Oh yeah, like in terms of like the architecture and like how the streets are, or just everything.
We're American.
Yeah.
So we are not used to a city that is run adequately. Like even New York. Closest to a cosmopolitan European city as you can get, mm-hmm. with like some notable exceptions, I guess like Chicago. You know what I mean? But even in New York, our public transportation is dog shit. Trains, it floods.
Yeah, that's a concern. Yeah, no, yeah. It's fucking, they don't improve it, dude. MTA's been, they're raising the price all the time, but the service has stayed the same throughout. Yeah. So like, where the fuck's the money going?
Yeah, and it's an expensive endeavor.
It is.
To be an expensive endeavor. It's
they make a lot of money, though. They make a shit ton. I don't know how much it is, but I know they make
They don't tax the fucking developers enough that take advantage of like a robust public transit. And that's a huge problem in New York. It's a city designed almost single-handedly for like the wealthy. It's a wealthy person playground, and like poor people are slowly being priced out.
Yeah.
I mean, you said it yourself. You're like from Brooklyn, right?
Mm-hmm.
You were growing up. Brooklyn was not Brooklyn.
I mean, it's changed throughout the year so much for sure. Just not even only in terms of like, you know, what's around and like the buildings and everything like that, but the people here, right? Like we have a lot of immigrants here for sure. People that come overseas and, you know, that's how my family ended up here as well. But it's so many different people crammed up in one small area. So it's bound to just not only develop over time, but also cause some chaos, right? You know, you throw everyone into a mix together and they're not about the same vibe.
But it's gentrified.
Like it's right now, it's way better.
But, I mean, yeah, but also it's like unaffordable. And
it is, yeah.
It's better because now you're also kind of like enough money.
That's true. For like the average person, it's not easy to survive. It's with everything going on too. I mean, dude, I saw gas prices that when I went out, like I saw gas prices. I randomly, I hadn't gone outside for a couple of weeks. I was doing a hard gaming binge. You know, I was fucking grinding hard as shit. And it was like $6. And I was like, dude, what the fuck's going on in this world? Like, how have we reached this point? It's in Cali, it's like $10 or so. How is like the regular person supposed to go to their job and come back, provide for their family, get food, all this shit? Yeah.
One of the ways to offset that would have been adequate public transportation. But yes, like I said,
it's fucked.
Playground for rich people, New York in general, and even the fucking five boroughs are now basically becoming more of the same.
Right.
Like Brooklyn, Queens, a safe haven for, at the very least, like largely people of color, immigrants, people that are first like fresh off the boat coming into America. And now
kind of start off like, with opportunity,
yeah,
right? Yeah.
Now they're being pushed out even further, which kind of sucks. I mean, it's hard. Gentrification is like, it's fun because like now you also have like a fucking Whole Foods that you can go to, yeah, which is great. But also at the same time, it's like, pull out and makes things more expensive everywhere. But we're not going to do politics. I'm just
throwing it out there. I'm just throwing it out there.
It's hard.
No, it's relevant though. It's relevant to me too. Cause I feel like I am kind of, I do come from a lower class family in the sense that we were always kind of, my mom and dad were always kind of trying to grasp to, you know, keep us, you know, afoot, upright, everything like that. And I guess I'm also pretty privileged in what I do and how early I got to start doing it, because I never really got to personally, I was living through my family's means, have that struggle of trying to, find food or pay your rent or this and that, or have that real life experience of going through it. Obviously, like I went through the stress that my parents went through, but it was them at the end of the day finding the solutions, you know?
Yeah. Good. I mean, recognizing that privilege is good too.
Yeah.
I had a very affluent beginning. Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
My father was pretty rich growing up. And then they lost everything. Trading for the most part. He lost so much.
In the stocks?
Futures trading and shit. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That.
It's funny because my dad lost a lot too from that. That was a big part of his money. The crash affected him a lot and us. But
so by the time I got to college in 2009, they were broke boys. Whoa. Oh. Out of battery?
I know, you're a fucking beast, by the way. But I'm glad you like it though. It satisfies me seeing you enjoy it.
Yeah, 100%.
It does. It does, man.
I'm the same way.
I'm living through you.
AC is on. I've just been eating so much, and it's like
the
my body's starting to heat up because I haven't eaten all day today, and I got the bang in me.
That's true. That's probably part. You're probably trying to get fucking moving, and you're not.
Yeah.
You're not moving.
I got the bang in me. I'm like,
fuck, I should have gave you a coffee, man. I didn't think of it though. No, you asked for an energy drink. I was like, this is what I got.
I was cracked. So it's good.
It's surprising that I don't have one though, right? Like I should.
What?
Energy drinks, dude.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
I actually have sometimes where I'm like, dude, I need an energy drink, but then I don't have one. I'm fucking pissed.
It's good. Gotta stock up. Healthy for you, bro.
They are. They're fucking
trash.
What do
you use the bang before you work out?
That's for workout. Yeah, but I'm trying to get off those too, man.
What do you do? Give me your workout regimen.
Well, right now I'm not. You know, I hurt my hand on some stupid shit.
Yeah, how did that happen? Explain.
Oh fuck, man, it's so ridiculous. I'm gonna give the TLDR, but basically I just jammed the back of my hand on a metal hook, and then
where and how?
In my shower, and how? I don't know how. And
podcast, do the long version.
And
yeah, give us the long version so I get.
All right. Basically, okay, I got a mirror for my shower, and this fucking mirror I bought was some stupid ass, cheap ass product, and it has this metal hook on top of it. And I was taking a shower, and I don't know how it happened. There must have been a quick movement, but at some point, I just like fucking hit my hand right into that metal hook. And just like right over here, it just went straight through, and just blood started gushing everywhere. And I never seen this much blood come out of me like this fast. It was like, it was scary. It didn't hurt, by the way, at all. I guess like, you know, adrenaline rush, whatever it is, but it didn't hurt at all. Just a shit ton of blood. And then I run over and grab some Neosporin, just get out the shower and sprint over, grab some Neosporin. I just splurge it on top because I don't know what the fuck to do with it. And after that, I FaceTime my mom. I'm like, yeah, it's bleeding. I don't think this looks good. What do you think? And then she's like, you need to go to the hospital right now. And then that's when eventually I wrapped it with a towel and went over. But it wasn't like that crazy. It's just like frustrating, annoying.
You have a very himbo image. You know what a himbo is?
No.
A himbo is, I mean, people call me that as well, for the record. So it can be perceived as a diss, kind of, but like an aloof male who means very well, has a kind heart, oftentimes is attractive, and is more, but like more aloof. Do you feel like you have that kind
of
imagery?
You mean like chill, like laid back kind of?
No, but like kind of, you know, I'm going to be mean here because, but like I said, it's for me as well. Everyone says that about me as well. Dumb.
Okay. Like with the thing I did, right? And that's why it's so, that's what I got pissed about.
But having said that, you are, despite the himbo image that you give off, you are very mature and like very well put together. Like your house is super clean. I'm the same way. Like you immediately grab Neosporin. I wouldn't have even done that if I got injured. Good. I'd just be like, I would just let it ride.
Yeah.
Did you get stitches on it?
Yeah, I did. I got stitches on it. And
that's
then,
fucking serious, bro. That's not.
It's not that serious. It was just annoying.
Stitches.
Yeah.
But yeah, do you feel like people paint you in that way, in that light?
I guess like sometimes based off my gameplay, you know, I can get kind of crazy, but not necessarily speaking. I mean, I'm kind of all over the place. I think I'm very like sporadic, you know, I can be random. I can be, I'm all over the place. That's the best way I would describe it. But I'm generally speaking, I'm chilled. I'm laid back. In terms of, you know, making silly mistakes or choices, like this is like so clumsy. That's how I see it. Like that definitely exists.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that makes you a better content creator?
I think so, for sure. It's authentic, you know. It's who I am. I'm not trying to act like something I'm not. And that's what makes it like fun for me, right? It's not like I'm going on and trying to put up a show. I'm just being myself, playing games, and I think people enjoy watching that. So it's easy for me, right? Obviously, it can be stressful here and there, but for the most part, it's just like it's a dream come true.
Ask me about any political subject you wanted to learn about.
Well, okay, so...
But before you do, I need you to give a definition of what you think it is first.
No, the thing is, I don't have... Okay, we can go with that, sure.
Because I'm going to keep eating this while you ask the question.
Okay, well, the first thing I want to start with, I guess, would be like... And I don't know if it's the most controversial one, because I know there's some controversy about your views and stuff like that. But what I think it is, you just say it how it is, and you're very blunt. People don't like that. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what it comes off to me. But from my understanding, there's like a right and left wing... And you're left, and that's one of the things that, you know, people maybe harp on you sometimes about, or maybe not. And I guess I want to hear about, is that true? And if not, or is it very like frowned upon, or what is it there?
You're asking like people say you're a socialist and harp on you for it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
but they say you're a socialist, but you don't act like a socialist. For example, like this kind of shit, right?
Americans and just people in general, as a consequence of the Cold War and the USSR losing and socialism losing any sort of like global power it had, have this profoundly misunderstood perspective on what socialism is. It's just a different economic organization of society, a different way to organize society.
Yeah. Okay.
Capitalism is one way to do it, socialism is another way to do it. We haven't really ever been able to accomplish a socialist organization of the economy. There have been like attempts at it, but overall they've been either squashed aggressively by the United States, but ultimately because it's been so heavily propagandized against that people just don't really understand it. They think socialism is a poverty cult,
right?
They think socialism means like you have to be poor, you have to be like Jesus,
right?
That's not the case. Socialism simply is about getting more rights back for the worker in the simplest way that I can put it, and having allowing workers who are the singular reason for value to ever be created. Like, for example, I'm going to use the esports team, right? As a wage labor in that situation, as a contracted worker for that esports team, you are actually what's creating value for that org.
So it's kind of a socialist move, right? For me to join an org instead of doing it for myself?
No, doing it for yourself is fine. Doing it for yourself, you just have ownership of your own production completely, entirely. Now, there are still, obviously, exceptions to that. You're still streaming on an Amazon-owned platform. Someone else is making money
off of you. It goes deep. The rabbit hole goes deep then.
Yeah. Someone else is always going to be making money off of your labor under capitalism. There's just no other way around it.
Right.
But that is also part of the reason why we say, like, ethical consumption is impossible under capitalism, and that you are always going to be a participator in capitalism, even though you want to undermine it or change it,
but
because
I feel like
it's impossible to avoid.
The world you're talking about is like, is it realistic for that to ever exist? And that,
yeah, I mean, I
So that's what you kind of push for? Like, that's kind of the direction?
The direction. Or it's just
that you have
is,
that view and you share how it how you see things when things happen.
Yes. The reason why we, I personally think, that the reason why we experience, you know, anger, frustration, and like, even the fear of your parents, like, for example, not making enough money to make ends meet every month, like, that is a byproduct of the current economic organization of society. But there's got to be some winners and some losers, which means that there has to be losers, which means that someone has to be getting fucked over at the end.
Yeah.
Like, I personally think that we have enough wealth and we generate enough that we could absolutely make sure that we have all of our, you know, primal needs taken care of.
Yeah.
And then some even.
I see what you're saying. I get the concept.
And I recognize that it's like very, very hard to change.
That's like,
this.
But it's I don't think it would ever work though, because like it's kind of saying like, what if we're doing the same job, we're getting paid the same amount, for example?
No, not at all. That's not how that works either. Because like, I'm not advocating for a flat rate for every single person, and that's not socialism either, or equal pay in general for everyone. That's not how it works. It's more so that like, your output is in your control to a certain degree. Like, the best example I can use is the difference between you as a owner of your own content, like as a content creator, versus you as a you know, as a player in a team.
Okay.
When you're a player on a team, someone tells you what your hours are. You're beholden on other people. You are dependent on other people. Yep. When you're a content creator, you make your own hours. You have autonomy. You have freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You do whatever the fuck you want. Even if you want to fail, you could fail on your own volition. You can't do that when you are working for a an org. Now, under a socialist organization of the workplace, you would have to, you would at least have a say. You could say, I, and there are many different ways of organizing workplaces under socialism, but the most basic way to describe it is like, you can be like, listen, we got paid out $1 million, right, from this game that we won, from the major that we won. I think, let's say some of the benefits you were not happy with, like some of the benefits package that you were getting from your org, you were not happy with. We are not giving the 10% to you back to the organization. We want you to take that 10% because you generated that for the org. Without you, that was not going to happen.
Right.
Right. You could say, instead of giving that 10% to the organization, we want to take that 10% and put it into our benefits package. We want to have better healthcare, for example. Right. So that's a thing that you can say as a worker and have all of the other workers aligned with you in a socialist organization of the economy and change that for yourself.
I see.
You could say, I want to take more days off. You could say, I want to train
more. You
have more
say in how things are run, kind of.
Yes.
And you're saying right now people are like, they have no power at all.
That's, currently, the way it's designed, it is top down. It is an
it's like the people above you, they say, that's it, final word, done.
Yeah. They think they know better than you. And in some instances, they might know better than you. But in a lot of instances, you as the player in an esports team,
right? I guess it's a good comparison. Yeah,
significantly better than anyone else. That's why a lot of like the esports orgs that are like run by former players themselves end up having like at least a little bit better of a perspective on this kind.
Yeah,
because
they've kind of lived through it.
Yeah.
Oh, the frosty shit. Yeah, it's, that with Nate Shaw. I didn't actually follow it closely, so I didn't. It was going on when I was doing all this shit, but I know what it's about. Like, he was kind of talking about. You can segue it and
out of here. Well, I mean, speaking of esports organizations run by former players, I mean, I guess Nate Shot, was he ever a competitive like pro player?
Yeah. So Nate Shot, he competed for a long time actually, and he owns his own org now, 100 Thieves, and they're doing great. So it kind of ties in with what you're saying. These players who've competed and actually been a part of the other side have that experience and ability to kind of fight all together.
He's not a good business owner.
You don't think so?
No.
Wait, what are they doing wrong, man? No. Do you see the amount of merch they're selling?
No. They're great. They're a great.
He's not as an owner or no, as the business.
As a business manager, I think like with the frosty shit, like it's very obvious that he literally made insane bets by just being like, "Oh, I like my mods. I like these guys. I'm just gonna give them $60,000 plus like
took a
whatever
gamble.
The fuck."
He took a gamble on them for sure. He did.
That was a bad move. If I were to unlock like my capitalist side of my brain, I'd be like, "Dude, what are you doing?"
That's, no, but like, I think insane. To him, it's like he saw something there, right? And he was like, "I want to invest in this idea, these people, and to see if they can make
Even, some of them did well, though.
Yeah, make it grow some for
of the
me. Other,
out of the group, like some of them did actually pop off.
So yeah.
I guess he was technically off on the
I didn't
mark.
Follow the group closely, but I would imagine it's something along those lines. Like, he saw something bigger that could happen with them, and then, you know, maybe they took advantage of it or whatever. The specifics of it, I'm not sure.
Bad business owner stuff.
Oh, come on. You can't pin that. Dude, but what about all the good things he's done, though? He's done too much,
no,
man.
No, I'm
kidding. The guy's resume is too fucking
for
good,
me,
dude. For
me, when I say someone's a bad business owner, that's a positive for them. Because, like...
That means that's what it is to be a businessman, right?
Because you just, you know, you're hyping your homies up. You're giving them money.
You have to respect the fact that he went on a stream and addressed it all, and that's what I give him the most props for, although I didn't follow it closely. But the fact that he's the owner and he's involved in the situation and he went on a live stream and discussed everything and talked about it, like, dude, you're not going to catch that shit with other orgs.
The contract splits are crazy. The 85% thing was like wild.
Yeah, that I agree. That does seem wild. I'm not sure if it was totally true or not.
That's how a lot of esports
But that's,
teams
dude,
are.
At the end of the day, the guy signing the contract, why is it our fault? It's like watching me.
No, you got to defend them. That's like, so that is one thing. Like,
that's like people watching me that are like kids. Like, if it's not my fault to parent what they're doing on the internet, for example, why is it our fault to also make sure they're signing a good contract?
Well, that's a good question. Or a lot of people feel that way, but I don't agree with that. It is still on the, at least like the regulatory agencies to ensure that they are not locking people into predatory contracts.
Oh, it doesn't exist though.
And because there's no regulation around that sort of thing, especially in the esports space, as we know, I think it's still up to business owners to not fuck their,
capacity, only if you knew.
Not fuck their fucking players.
Only if you knew, like, it's so fucking common.
Yeah.
And it's fucked up. I totally agree.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I'm not going to leak any contracts, but yeah.
We will be. He will be leaking contracts. he is. He, absolutely. Behind a paywall, though, unfortunately. So if you want to see that, be sure to check out Fear And on Patreon. Patreon.com/FearAnd.
Is Will coming to join us for this podcast?
No, he is not. He's in Los Angeles. Yeah, he's going to pop out of the fucking roof.
I don't know if it was going to be a surprise or what, because he said he wasn't coming. Has he been on every show with you or no?
No, he has not.
Has he been on any?
No, he has been on.
Okay. The way you made it sound, I was like, dude, I haven't been able to find the guy in weeks.
Yeah, no, we were in Fresno together earlier. But yeah, plug everything that you want to tell people where they can find you and stuff here.
I think the best way that you guys could find my stuff is Twitter at Tarek. That's got all my socials on there, so
yeah
they'll link me.
We'll link in the bottom.
Plug it in, but yeah.
And you're on Twitch. You stream on Twitch.
Yeah, I'm on Twitch. I'm on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, everything. I do the whole dance.
All right, thanks for coming. Well, now you're coming to the. Now you're arriving at the heart of like why a lot of people fucking either love me, or they're like they can't stand what I have to say. Because I'll just be like, yeah, I think Elon Musk sucks. If someone asks me why I think that, I will tell them. The short and sweet of it is because he's a billionaire. And oftentimes, it's almost impossible for a billionaire to be like a kind and good individual. It's not happening.